Executives in Hollywood must be doing something right, though. Movie grosses are expected to top $10 billion this year. NPR's Netta Ulaby tries to figure out what's behind the new record.
The U.S. box office enjoyed an almost 6% jump after two solid years of decline.
How about that?
The Avengers was this year's top-grossing movie. The staunch squad of superheroes pulled in over $1.5 billion for Disney's Marvel Studios worldwide. Number two and number three were The Dark Knight Rises and The Hunger Games.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
The odds were actually against this being a record year at the box office for a few reasons. First, ticket prices did not go up. Second, think of all of 2012's lousy movies. Prometheus, John Carter, Dark Shadows, Rock of Ages.
I wanna rock!
All highly expensive turkeys. Analysts say the quality of movies kept audiences out of movie theaters this summer even more than the shooting tragedy in Aurora, Colorado. Revenue dropped and attendance fell to a 19-year low. Going into fall, the box office needed a hero, and it got one. Skyfall, the latest James Bond movie, turned things around. It's made $280 million since its release last month. And it's one of the best-performing Bond movies in history. It's a good moment to be a literary adaptation. The Hobbit was last weekend's number one hit, and Les Miserables is expected to propel even more people into theaters over the holidays. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And that's the Business News on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Together.